It seems in recent days that the terrorists have turned our high-tech world against us. They've used sophisticated jets to destroy the World Trade Center and set off bombs in Spain using cell phones. Yet, by being part of the technological world of the West, terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda leave themselves vulnerable to technological detection. You see, when terrorists operate in the industrial world, they leave a trail from telephone calls, email messages, and financial transactions. In fact, all told, some 2,500 cables arrive every day from CIA stations around the globe, plus some 17,000 new bits of intelligence from other sources every week. This would be enough to fill about 1,000 bound copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. That amount of information would take a human mind days, even months, to digest and process. So today, those fighting terrorism use computers to do what's called data mining. The military and intelligence agencies use computer programs developed by domestic law enforcement agencies to track serial killers, arsonists, and the bank accounts of white-collar criminals. The terrorist hunters feed the paper trail left by Al-Qaeda into their computers, which performs something called link analysis. The computer connects all the dots, if you will, between apparently disparate fragments of information. A transaction at a bank in Paris, say, might appear unrelated to the purchase of an airline ticket in Madrid, but the computer ties together all these individual transactions, producing a Byzantine map of activity. And if the authorities are lucky, it shows the epicenter of terrorist activity. This might seem a simple task to make the links, but the problem is branching. If one transaction ties seven people together, and these seven in turn connect with seven more, then the numbers grow very quickly. And just seven transactions of this type, there can be nearly a million links to study. Small wonder that the CIA's walls are covered with printouts as large as bedsheets, laying out Al-Qaeda's far-flung activity. Although we like the idea of tracking silently a terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda, in the end, we're all losers as these computer programs become more sophisticated. We like them because it means law enforcement has moved in the direction of anticipating and forestalling crime, but ultimately, that requires tracking every citizen throughout his or her life, geographically, commercially, and biologically. That prospect offers the potential for enormous abuse. Although we might relish being able to silently track a notorious group like Al-Qaeda, we must keep in mind that the most insidious technique is the one which makes itself felt the least, and which represents the least burden, yet lets every citizen be thoroughly known to the state.